guided by Christ, made known to the nations, let us offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all people in need. For the gospel proclaimed in word and deed, for communities of faith far and near, and for all who show the face of Christ throughout the world, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For creation, sun, moon, and stars, life forming in the dark earth and ocean deep, mountains, clouds and storms, and creatures seen and unseen, and for the Holy Spirit's guidance into our stewardship of God's creation, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For those responsible for safety and protection, for emergency responders and security guards, attorneys and advocates, civil servants and leaders of governments, that they witness to mercy and justice throughout the world, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For all who suffer this day, Eddie, Elaine, Susie, Danelda, Lynette, Barb, Sarah, Aaliyah, Marianne, Cheryl, Bonnie, Mary, Ruth, the family of Don McKellistrom, the family of Elaine Stebbins, and those we name in the stillness of our hearts. That Christ our healer transforms sickness into health, loneliness into companionship, bereavement into consolation, and suffering into peace. Let us pray. Have mercy, O God. For companions on life's journeys in these worshiping communities, for loved ones whom we miss when we cannot gather together, and for guidance during the struggles we face. That God's glory is revealed in, around, and among us, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. In thanksgiving for the faithful departed who now rest from their earthly pilgrimage, that their lives of service and prayer inspire us in our living, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. Merciful God, hear the prayers of your people, spoken or silent, for the sake of the one who dwells among us, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always, and also with you. I invite you now to share a sign of peace with those around you. And if you live alone, give somebody a phone call today and wish them a happy Valentine's Day, or send an email. Let us pray our thanksgiving for the word. O God of justice and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need, awaken us to the needs of others, and at the end, bring all the world to your feast. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now may the God of steadfastness and encouragement grant you to live in harmony with one another, in accordance with Jesus Christ. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that you may abound in the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. May the God of all grace bless you now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Be the light of Christ. Thanks be to God. Our sending song this morning is Shine, Jesus, Shine. And that is from the ELW hymn number 671. May peace be with you this week. Amen.